Hello everybody, my name is Cheryl Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken. Today's date is May 14th, 2021. I know I haven't done a podcast in a while. I feel like since this year turned around, I've been on like a constant whirlwind. I'm sure a lot of other people have too. Between the coronavirus, different things happening in life, whatnot. Anyway, this is not about me, really. However, this podcast really is about reinventing yourself. How do you reinvent yourself? Okay, that is a great question. Maybe today you're a person who just likes to walk and go outside and maybe just watch TV and whatnot, whatever it is. Well, maybe tomorrow you can be a person that likes to paint. Draw, play guitar, play piano, sing a song, write a song. Maybe you want to go outside and take some pictures. Maybe you want to drive a new sports car. Maybe you want to go down the beach and just look at the waves. Maybe you want to look at the sky. Maybe you want to draw the sky, the ocean. I don't know. I don't know what your goals are. Those things are things that I named is for me. I'm always trying to reinvent myself. I am always the same person, but sometimes I like to add different things in my life. Can I draw? No. Can I paint? It depends, honestly. Do I like to mix colors? Yes. I remember one day I thought I drew like this awesome piece of art in my watercolor class. I was so proud of myself. And I'll never forget, my professor took it up and he said, "Wow, look at this picture." I was so excited. It's like, wow, he gets it. My colors are awesome. Beautiful picture. He goes, "Who would be bold enough to do this picture?" In front of the whole class. Yep, that's my artwork. Anyway, basically, what I'm saying is, just because you may not be the best at what you do, maybe you're not the best at the new hobby you just picked up, who cares? You like it, do it. Maybe you want to make new friends. Maybe you want a new boyfriend. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I don't know what you like. But either way, just always try to do something new when you can. Because that's what keeps us alive. You know, not just hanging around and, you know, watching the next best episode, going to work, going to school. We need to do something new, and you may not do it with your friends. I have to tell you, most of the new stuff I do, it's not with my friends. It's by myself. Because my interests are sometimes different than other people. But always get creative in your own way. You know, maybe you sat down yesterday and said, "Gee, you know, I got this successful job. You know, life's going really good, but I'm still missing something." What? What are you missing? Try to do something new. And it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you want a new pattern in your house. Maybe you want to color your house. Maybe you want to try a new piece of furniture. I don't know. But again, try something new. And I'm going to tell you one more other thing. Last year, of course, the pandemic happened, as we know. Everything was shut down. We weren't working. And I happened to go to Stop and Shop and I was getting the coronavirus test. And they were giving away these free gardens. Well, when I ever came home with 126 seedling packets, my family was going to kill me. They were like, "Oh my God, we can't have a garden in the backyard. There's animals." Well, guess what? This is our second year doing a nice garden. And I'm really proud and excited about it. So, you know what? People are always hesitant. There are some people that just like want to shoot everything down that you do. Guess what? You like it? Do it. Who cares? That's what I say. Who cares? As long as you want to do it, you do it. Anyway. Thank you for listening to my short podcast. I promise I'm going to go back to doing these once a week. I'm so sorry it's been so long. It's just life has been really crazy. You have an amazing day, and I'll be talking to you soon. Bye.